Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love? Rising with the dawn, reaching up and up I feel, like ripples on a pond, offering us a choice in these days to come.
Surf is up. We are riding that wave of love right over our whole planet. And boy, does it need it, and it needs it fast. It needs us now, and it needs waves of love now. And this is Sharon Walker, your host for Living Eden. And I'm loving to be here with you. Living Eden being the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance. Always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And congratulations to all mothers. Happy Mother's Day. A couple of days later, since my show is in between, and how grateful we are, all of us, for mothering. My husband sent me, no, it was my brother actually, sent me a bunch of pictures of animal mothers and babies. So sweet and so precious. And none of us would be here if it weren't for motherhood. And all that mothers are willing to put out there for their children. And today we're going to be exploring Building a New World Conference, which is coming up this month. And looking at, I invite you to go to airpano.com, and find the Best Volcanoes picture. There's 10 of them, I do believe. And we're going to use that energy also today for our meditations, for empowering them. We all know how powerful volcanoes are. Extremely powerful. I didn't even know till I watched a movie about a volcano eruption one time that afterwards, or during, I'm not sure exactly what the sequence is, but there's an energy that is so powerful that it blows down, knocks down trees, wipes out everything in its path for quite a ways. And that's not even counting all the ashes and soot that it spews out in all of the hot lava. So we're going to gather that energy today, too, because our planet needs us. Well, it doesn't need us. We need to do this if we want to stay here. If we're willing to let go, then, okay, you don't need to do anything. If you would like to intend to be part of keeping us here, we need to do some stuff. Okay, so let's get on with it. We're also using the priestess energy still. So that would be, the color would be sapphire blue. I have a sapphire blue candle burning for us. And so you can go to AirPano and check out the volcanoes and have pictures of them on the screen if you want while we're doing the show. And I invite you to explore them all week as part of your energetic input into loving our planet, connecting with it and being one with it. And riding that wave of love. And you can go to Simone Matthews, universallifetools.com. That's her website, universallifetools.com. And you can download the Wave of Love song for free. She has a lot of really beautiful free things to look at. So let's create our energy bowl for the day, for the show. And we'll use our galactic breathing and add a few things. You've probably noticed that I like to put a lot of things together. It's really fun for me. So taking our sacred breath, our sacred galactic breath, breathing in through our heart, in the heart of the planet, in the heart of the galaxy, inside the divine cosmic heart of the universe, the divine God, goddess, the sacred marriage altar. And breathing in, filling our bellies and our chest and our shoulders and our neck. Holding it and releasing. And feeling our presence, our energy presence, moving down into our body. Because nothing can happen except in the present moment, and we have to be in our bodies. So let's breathe again. One more breath like that one, big and deep. into our pineal glands, holding it and releasing. Down deep into our bodies, filling our body with our energy, down through our feet, into the earth star below our feet, down into the center of the earth. And this time when we breathe, we're going to breathe God into us, a conscious breathing of that energy, of that. That's all we can breathe anyway, but we're going to be conscious that we're breathing God into us and that we're breathing our life back out into God, making a communion, a circle of life, conscious. This happens all the time without our being conscious, and we are going to do it consciously. We are in conscious communion, in oneness with the divine source. That is who we are. Then breathing life into us from the divine source, prana, into our pineal gland, and then breathing out into the breath of life of God. Consciously making a communion with the divine. And this time when we breathe in, we're going to breathe in the divine essence, life, force. And we're going to breathe out anything of our old self and our old beliefs and our old blocks for believing that we are the divine essence, that we are who we've been waiting for. There's no one to wait for, only to wake up ourselves. So let's breathe in the flame of God, the flaming love of God. Holding it in our pineal gland and breathing out our old self. Letting that old self intermingle with the divine present of the divine source. And breathing in again, the divine essence into our pineal gland and breathing it out back through our spinal column. The old self. And letting go into the cosmic heart of God. And now this time again, breathing in God, life, and to our pineal gland, and breathing out our life into the arms of the divine, so that we are making a deeper, deeper communion with who we are. No disconnection, only flow. And breathing in that divine essence, holding it in the pineal gland, and back out through our spine, our God life. Making a communion of God essence in and out and within. God is us and as us. and we are God. And God is God. And we are in relationship. And that the priestess energy of the archetypes of the goddess is supporting that for us, for this whole call. And all the angels and archangels are supporting it. And however you know God is supporting it. There is no separation. All there is God. And whatever you want to call God, it's all is. I am that I am. And we'll sit in the stillness for a minute, letting that be our presence. Okay. When all Divine Mother energies, which are part of both men and women, we all have Divine Mother energies, are gathered in a crusade of erotic love, a change will happen in the world, the likes we have never seen. And it can happen in an instant. It all depends on us, in our relationship to ourselves as the divine and with God. And so we introduce Building a New World Conference. Our world needs a positive vision and a concrete strategy for planetary peace and sustainability. So I invite you to open your hearts and open your minds and support Building the New World Conference as one way that we can all, without even getting out of our chairs if we don't want to, without getting out of our lives that are hectic, that we can be part of what the world needs. This conference is an international evolutionary event. Thought leaders from all over the world will present classes and workshops and networking opportunities, which will unveil novel yet realistic approaches to creating a more holistic world. So this is something that we can do. And if you want to go and be part of it physically, all the more better. More better does not go together, right? Okay. Just something to laugh at, because laughter is important too. And laughter and respect and honor for all of for each other, for all of us, for the ways that somebody might say something that seems wrong to you. Or for any way that human beings are acting, if we embrace that, even the ugly, horrible, painful, terrible, which is going on too, I'm not denying any of that, that is getting more and more powerful all the time as we are getting more and more powerful and loving all the time. And I do know that that ends up eventually as all there is God. All there is love, that there is no good or bad, there is no wrong or right, but there is too. And both exist at the same time, and it is the sacred marriage of the two that changes everything. And you can't have a sacred marriage if you're holding each other away at the far ends of the spirals. The only way you can have the marriage is if you can come together into the center of the spiral and have the sacred marriage and change the world. So they're going to use Barbara Marx Hubbard's Wheel of Co-Creation to base the conference on. And her Wheel of Co-Creation contains learning and education, communications and media, art and culture, economics and business, peace building and relations, justice and governance, health and wellness, food, water, and environment, infrastructure and resources, science and technology, and spirituality and religion. And you're being invited to engage in the adventure of a lifetime and to help design and define our collective future. And we can only do that together, not alone. It has to be together. That is one of the pieces that makes the puzzle work. You can't have a whole puzzle without all the pieces. I do have a puzzle on my wall missing one piece, and it has a hole in it because it's missing a piece. And it would look even better if that piece was there, and it would function as a whole puzzle without having a weak spot to break apart. And it's a beautiful puzzle, too. It's a goddess archetypal puzzle of a unicorn, Pegasus, and a woman inside the unicorn, and a world, the world inside the unicorn, and animals, well, swans anyway. It's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So I invite you to go to the Building the New World Conference during the week and check it out and gather the energy from the conference and connect it to the volcanoes that we're going to be looking at for the week and getting to know. So right now, I'm going to take us to the volcanoes. We have different types of volcanoes. They can be not only ground on the ground, but also underwater. They can be active or dormant, or they can be have entirely lost their capability to erupt. And they vary in shapes. There's shield volcanoes and cinder cones and lava domes and stratovolcanoes. And Air Panel has done an incredible job of getting these pictures of all these geological formations. So I invite you to go to airpano.com. Check out, there's pictures. There's standstill pictures, and there's a whole bunch of, let me see here. There's 18 pictures, 360-degree pictures of volcanoes. And the very first one is Plaski from Plasky Tolbachik from Kamchatka, Russia. And it's showing a picture of its explosion or its eruption. And then the first one is Sapka. I'm sorry. But that's Russian too. And it's very misty. And with the sun shining into the mistiness, it's very mystical and feels mystical to me, mystically quiet. Yet knowing that it's a volcano, you know all that energy is there. But you never know when it's going to get used. Well, it used for an eruption, that is. It's always being used by the earth in ways that we do not understand. So Sapka is the very first one in the 360-degree pictures. And there's quite a few pictures of Plasky erupting. And there's Karimsky volcano, which is in Kamchatka, Russia, too. And a volcano in Iceland, which I can't. Aya Fajalashakul, something like that. And then there's one in Ethiopia, Erta Ale. And there's a picture inside a volcano. It's in English, its name is Three Peaks. In whatever language it is here, it's Srinagagigur. It erupted 4,000 years ago. And now we look at the remains of its former activity. So this is one that's not active anymore. And it's as tall as the Statue of Liberty and as big as three basketball fields. And there's a 360-degree picture of people inside of this volcano. It's actually quite beautiful. And then there's Hawaii, Kilauea volcano in Hawaii. It's a hyperactive shield volcano and the most active of five volcanoes in Hawaii that form the islands there. And the most active volcano in the world. Its latest eruption was in 1983. And the pictures of this are glorious. Absolutely glorious. So here we are looking at amazingly beautiful pictures of these volcanoes. And these volcanoes are the most dangerous, most powerful things on the planet. And still are beauty itself. So I think it's nice to have a little bit of background music to look at these I hope you're looking at them with me. They're just absolutely gorgeous. And then there's Urta'ala volcano, which is the most active volcano in Ethiopia. And it's translated, its name is translated in, as Smoking Mountain, which this particular volcano has a lava lake in its crater, which only five volcanoes have these lava lakes. So it's constantly, the lava lake is constantly changing. Constantly changing itself, even, and changing the looks of the land around it and the flow of the lava around it. It's all contained right in that lake. And sometimes there's an excessive amount of lava, which creates a second lava reservoir. So there's pictures also. There's a picture gallery to look at. We have a super volcano in Yellowstone National Park, which became quiet hundreds of thousands of years ago and has a lava crust over a bigger part of the park. And there's a picture of that too. So please enjoy. And let's go back to remembering we are God, God is in us, we are in God. There is no separation. But we can block it. We can unbelieve it. And right now, I invite you to just remain open with all of us together. We can move through this time in Earth's history, where we can go one way or another, and actually we're going in two directions, it looks like. There's the one side that's going in the destroy and hate, destroy and hate, destroy and hate. We're right, you're wrong. We can do what we want to do to people that don't agree with us. We can burn children and women. We can collect all the money in the world and nobody else can have it, and all those kinds of things. And we have to use things that destroy the planet. We have to separate ourselves from nature. Well, there's that. That's huge, and it's very powerful. And then there's the side that is in love with the earth and in communion with the earth and the animals and learning how to take care of it and be a partner with it and knowing that they are the divine. Of course, the ones on the other side are divine too, or they wouldn't have any power at all. And that we are the divine on this side of this schism. And this is the point where we can either stay in our own spaces, pushing the other sides away, having a you're right, I'm wrong, you're, you know, all these judgments and blaming and shaming and but we also have the choice of being connected. And even though the other, you know, our side is willing, maybe a lot of us, willing to be connected. So if we took and stood on the two opposite sides of the altar of the planet, and those of us who are willing to be the divine essence here in its consciousness for all of us, what would happen? What would happen if we claimed the other side that wants war and killing and hatred and human things done to people that are unspeakable? What if we chose for as many moments as we possibly can to see that we are one with them and to love ourselves as them? The love of the God self. That is there. That is present. But not being acknowledged. Well, that's not even true. They have a name for God. See, there's no words for what's going on. In order for there to be a whole planet, this division has to be healed. And I'm not saying I know how to do it, because I don't. I just know that the only way is if to be open. If we're closed, it can't happen. If we're willing to be open, it can happen. This marriage between the two sides and it creating a whole new planet. And also that everything that we need for this planet to be healthy and taken care of and happy and abundance for everyone, because there's no such thing as lack. We're creating that. I know that that's all there. So let's call in all this energy. We're not alone. We have all the angels and the archangels and the earth herself, and the divine essence, the volcanoes, the energy of them is enormous. And this conference and all that's going on the planet for healing and empowering and raising us up into this amazing new creation of Earth, living Eden, where miracles are natural, where we are living in abundance, all of us, not just some of us, where we all know who we truly are. And that we're healed. And we know we become our wholeness. We are our wholeness. And keeping our eyes and our hearts and our minds on that. And seeing the sacred marriage happen. It's actually already happened. And we will be on whatever wavelength that we allow ourselves to be in that happening. Even if there's two Earths, which it pretty much looks like there is right now. So if anyone would like to call in right now, and add your prayer to this time. That would be lovely. And let us keep breathing that big galactic breath. And inviting each other. To live this Eden that is all brand new to us. So to be in the mystery and in the fascination, in the adventure, in the footsteps we take every day, being present as much as we can call forth for ourselves. I know that our lives are so hectic that we forget to be present to living Eden on a conscious brilliance level. But we can intend that every day and be that more and more. And support all the people and creative conferences and dances and singing and all of the answers that have been created for our planet already, supporting all of those things by our intention. And enlivening and empowering them even more by our intention. By taking some moments to dance the new earth. Honoring it. And you call in 909-533-8401. 909-533-8401. And let me know what you would like to hear on this show. That's very important to me right now. I'm not quite sure that this is serving anyone, and I really need to know if it is, because I will drop it and look for something else if it isn't serving anyone. I am here to be of service to living Eden, to the new earth, to each of us. And you can send your requests, your sharings and your insights to blogtalkradio.com/livingEden. And at the bottom of that page is a comment section, which I check every week before the show. Or you can go to my website, IamGoddessIam.com. In the bottom of that page, there's a comment section. So that would be wonderful. That would be so wonderful to hear from you. And I send you Amma hugs. Amma's a beautiful woman that people come from all over the world to get hugged by her. Her hugs are so special and powerful. So have a wonderful day today and a wonderful week. And let's shift from imperialism to social democracy, from materialism to altruism, from global war system to a worldwide peace system, from unsustainable environmental destruction to resilient organic networks, and from religious separation to the redeeming state of spiritual unity. From fragmentation to holism. And let us be about it quickly and together, because we can only do this in oneness. And so be it, and I will see you next week. If I hear from someone, that is. Or if Spirit leads me, shows me, this is an essential program. Okay. Thank you all. Bye.